grateful to be a recovering addict named Sharon. I always like to thank my higher power for bringing me to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and you people for teaching me how to live. You know, I always ask my higher power to use me as a spiritual instrument. You know, just kind of remove the blockage, the anxiety, the excitement. You know, I want to thank CPRNA, Sharon, for calling and texting and wanting me to email something back. I don't know. I was excited. You know, I'm excited. You know, I wanted to say this. Ever since the year that I came and they had, the theme was a spiritual experience cannot be bought or sold. My recovery has taken off too. I was in so much bondage. You know, and what I want to say is, I come from a dark place. Really, really dark. Using and finding ways and means to use. Giving children up for adoption. Drugs had the ability to change me into someone I didn't want to be. And when I walked into this particular convention on that particular year in 2012, it changed something. Now, listen, 2018 is surgery of the spirit. But I'm doing a fourth step, and it talks about a searching and fearless moral inventory. So I'm just talking about the preparation to the operating room. I ain't even got to the operating room. I'm talking about just the preparation. You know, I wanted to share a little bit. I had given up two children for adoption, so remorse and guilt was a way of life. You know, I had given two children up. I had lied. I had stole. And one thing that I had remember writing in my fourth step was, you know, addiction happens way before I picked up the drug. So I was thinking about my grandmother who passed August the 10th, 2017, how my addiction took off. I remember going in her pocketbook. I say I don't like to steal, but I like to steal. Well, I used to like to steal. And I remember grandma always having her purse and having money and having it folded up like it was for me. It was for me. But then I look back on when I used to go, I have a father who has six brothers and five sisters, and I remember because they sold drugs all their life. It was nothing but drugs, and I remember going in my aunt's pocketbook one day, I was telling my sponsor the other day, and I remember she had so much money in there, it didn't look like it was counted, it was just a whole knot of money. So I took from the middle, you know, I took it from the middle of the pile. Stealing. I'm just saying I'm stealing. I'm talking about addiction. Before I picked up the drug. How I got the rush. And I remember one day my mom, she had knocked on the door. And my mom said, your aunt wants you. And not only was one aunt out there, both of them was. It was like they was going gang war, gang war, it was getting me. And I peeked out the window and she said, come downstairs. And I came downstairs and I went to the front door and she said, I got some money missing out my purse. And I said, it wasn't me. Now I had a sister that my father had found in a whorehouse. He said it was my sister, but because my father has trifling behaviors, I didn't believe she was my sister because if he touched me, I know he touched her. So I didn't believe that she was my sister, but I had blamed it on she was in the house. And I remember my aunt saying, oh, okay. And after that happened, I felt this like, but it wasn't the first or the last time that I stole. It wasn't the first or the last time that I'd done that type of behavior. And I remember when my father had touched me I'm just talking about, and I'm going to read some of the things because in the fourth step, it says, however, experience as a fellowship has shown that sooner or later members who don't work this crucial step relapse. That's not what I wanted to read, but it says, I'm saying, well, it's still good information because it's the fourth step. You know what I mean? Listen, I wanted to say this. I got this pure piece of paper out. I got this white notebook, this pure piece of paper out, pure surrender. And I'm getting ready to face the paper. I'm getting ready to write all this nasty, trifling stuff down on the paper because I can't write about nothing good about myself from the beginning. Everything I'm writing about me is bad. It ain't no good stuff. Everything is bad. Everything is this. Everything is this. Self-righteousness. Gut-wrenching insecurities. Spiritual anguish. Laziness. Procrastination. Rebellion. Pride. Liar. Sneaky. Naughty. Very naughty. Judgmental, resentment, fear, anger, dishonesty, self-pity, selfishness, manipulative, deep gut-wrenching, deep gut-wrenching insecurities, mean-tempered, stubborn, arrogant, low self-esteem, ego, critical, all this stuff I'm writing about me, and when I got to the fourth step, I'm telling you, first three steps told me to trust God, second, the third, the fourth step says, now I'm going to clean house. I don't know how to clean house. I'm not going to be able to tell. I didn't even want to write by myself. I remember being in a relationship on my first fourth step. I was in a relationship with this person who had used drugs one day shy of 18 months. And I remember writing, and I used to just lay in bed and just write, and that stuff used to just, I would go shit after I wrote. I would be in the bathroom, and you know, you laying there, and I'm writing, and all of a sudden, my stomach is bubbling, and it's a searching and fearless, and the fear had lessened as I continued to write, but I still had to have courage to go into it. Only reason why I took a full step, because y'all said it was a strong guarantee against relapse. And when they was picking people to share, they wasn't picking you because you ain't had no full step, but it was a strong guarantee against relapse. So now I'm going to write about this. So now they talking about clean house. Like, well, how do I do this when I come from this nasty, dirty, trifling place? I don't see little muffin who wanted to jump rope, play basketball, go to the store for Mr. Hankerson and Miss Ada and them and all that and bring them back. They change. All I see is the girl who used to live and lived to use. And I'm so glad when they talk about sponsorship. You know, I really want to thank everybody from Philadelphia who came in here to support me. And my sponsor, and I was writing, and some of the creepy, sneaky ways I have is because when my father touched me, I had to keep it a secret. You know, it wasn't, you know, people talk about it's private and confidential stuff. My stuff is secret stuff. You know, my stuff is, you know, there's a basement, but my joint is in the bottom cellar. He touched me. When he touched me, he couldn't penetrate me. And because he couldn't penetrate me, I had believed I had needed to hold that inside. So I put it down in the cellar. I put it all the way down in the cellar. So that formed a way of life for me. Like, you don't tell. Like my mom used to say, what goes on in the house stays in the house. When I first got the Narcotics Anonymous, don't tell them people what happened. But when you come here, you gotta take a witness stand. You gotta tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you in A and all that. And the only freedom that I felt was when I exposed myself to someone who was loving and a confidant, who I trusted and believed in. And then she started bringing out some of them things like flowers. It was like sun. It was like radiant. It was like love. It was like you're compassionate. You're a giver. Sometimes I give too much. And when I give too much, there's nothing left inside of me. And when I'm looking at these patterns, and look, in the step working guide, it talks about sex being a prerequisite to a relationship. I just got in touch with this, that it wasn't sex. I had 5 minutes in me. For men, it was money, prerequisite. You better have some cash before we do anything. I was raised in that. For women, it was loyalty. Look, I know, because 5 minutes is what I really got on the sex tip. I look like I got more, but only my self-esteem and self-worth make me go further than what I really have. And I'm right. I ain't saying I ain't got more than 5, but I got 5. Somebody in the back said, whoa. Like, whoa. But you ever heard that it's not the quantity, the quantity is the quality? And when I'm writing about this stuff, listen, it says, the fourth step is a turning point in our journey of recovery. It is time for deep personal reflection. I had a resentment. I was in a relationship with a young lady that she started messing with some African dude, right? No, I don't have nothing to do with Africans until they messed with her. No, I'm saying to you, like, you write about this stuff and you can't get better with it until you expose it. Like, every African I seen was like, fuck out of here. All that money. I don't want to hear that. And I'm talking about just the cleansing process. Now, listen, I'm talking about present resurfacing. Present stuff is the old relationship I was in. They got their whole entire guard, their whole entire outside changed. I'm looking at their particular thing like, yeah, all right, whatever. No, I'm talking about when you write stuff and it says, the principles are the only way. Because I play well in active addiction. I know how to play in that arena. It's a hell of a thing. Listen, and I wasn't born or raised into that. I used to say, excuse me and no thank you and all that other stuff. It was taught. So when you teach me something, I'm right there up on it. So I played well in that arena. And for me to sit and avoid the practice principles, the switch to see good stuff in me, man, I need a lot of support. I'd be talking to my sponsor every day, like, yo, listen, this is how I feel. Oh, what's going on with this? Oh, can we talk about a little bit of this step? Well, this step, I remember once some time ago, she said, listen, I want you to write about the relationships that you have. To go back to the fourth step, I was thinking, like, I might need a setup step or something, sponsor. She said, no, I need you to go back on the fourth step and look at some of this stuff. It said the solution to our problem is a profound change in our thinking and our behavior. Profound means deeply felt. Now, they say if I need a profound change in my thinking and my behavior, that means that just because they mess with an African or she changed her religious beliefs, that don't got nothing to do with everybody. It's a hell of a thing that changing your thinking helps you change your behavior. Changing your behavior helps you change your thinking. And I'm here, and I'm loving it, and I'm, well, I ain't feel real comfortable about this. And I don't know. I use her so much, and when I'm in it, I'm writing, and I'm still defacing the clean, pure paper. I'm still writing about the stuff. I'm still writing about mom, who now I really want to just call her Tonda later. And I'm writing about mom. And I'm writing about every event that happened. And I used to, this boy named Charles. When we go to gym, we always wanted to be last. We wanted to be last, so, well, I didn't want to be last with him. I wanted to be last with Brian, because Brian was cute. But Charles, he did gymnastics. So all the girls like Charles, but I like Brian. So me and Charles was last, only to be last going down the steps to the basement so we could kiss and grind, right? Nasty. Don't try to a little girl, little twerp, little freak, little fucking nun. No, listen, Eric and teacher so slow, teacher down at the bottom of the step before, you know, anybody, she waiting for the whole class to come down. So we stop and we grind. And we do our thing and all this. And I'm telling you, it wasn't really what I wanted to do. It's something with self-esteem is low and non-existent. You'll do anything with anybody at any time. Even today, I was thinking, you know, sometimes I think because I haven't sexually, you know, been with a man. Listen, the value of my house is up. I just want to say this, the value of my house is up. Because, you know, they say, you know, when you don't use it, it'd be nice and tight and this. I'm just talking about how I feel. And when I'm writing in a search in a moral inventory, I'm doing an adjustment on my house because I'm cleaning it. I'm not trying to stay stuck in this stuff. I don't want penetration because my father, I tense up. And now that I'm writing, searching, and moral inventory, I'm doing a good and bad inventory by myself, and I'm creepy and I'm sneaky. I don't want to lie to you because if you ask me something, I'm going to tell you the truth. But I will. I might just do it. I think about it. Because the value and the value of who I am is greater than slipping up and doing that. It's greater because one thing that I know for sure, two things for certain, Narcotics Anonymous has changed the condition in the course of my life. And I don't want to feel hopeless after receiving the hope and somebody resuscitating my dead spirit. And I did it in myself. You know, somebody was saying something to me earlier about, well, you don't really be mixing it around. I had a lot of women relationships in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, my thing is, you know, I'd rather for you to see me on site and want me than to have me and not want me at all, right? And I don't want to be sucking and sucking and sucking my spirit away. You know, I done did so much damage with people that I didn't even want to do it with. Lie, cheat, and degrade yourself to make somebody else feel good. And my instinct is really instant. So when I'm doing this appraisal of my house, and I realize when they say get your house in order, and the fourth step says now it's a cleansing process, because it's a process within a process, that they're not talking about my external house. What they talking about is sharing that the principles that we give you, although we want you to use them, and sometimes you gonna fall down, but my sponsors say if you fall down and you can look up, you can get up.
That's right.
Although you may fall down, make a good decision though. Don't just go fast. Don't go too fast. So I'm appraising my house and I'm knowing that I have some compassion and some love and some trust. And I'm a given person, and I have my 23-year-old daughter at my place that for real, I'm saying to myself, like, you know, I like my own little thing. I like to come in the house and the cup is there. I want my $10 right there. I got a little box with money in it, and I want it in there. And she said the other day, I wanted your box to get $3. But I said to her, if you want to go in there and get anything that you need, you can go in there. But I ain't really been like, come on now. Can't be going in there like that. Like, you know, $3 for what? Now, I'm not a stingy person or a selfish person. But because she married got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, she has an associate's. My son is doing well. I've given up 2 children. That's why I can keep secrets, because listen, I gave 2 children up for adoption. My family didn't even know. I signed away the rights. I signed them away. I had the babies, I conceived them, I delivered them. I went on not the delivery floor, but the other floor, because mom won't come see me, and if she comes see me, I gotta act like something is wrong, something else, my kidney or something like that. Not that I just delivered a child. So not that I did it once, I did it twice. And because I did that, the secret, I can't tell him until that manila envelope came in the mail. And my grandma said, "Oh!" I opened that door and she said, "Who pretty babies is that?" And I said, "Oh, grandma, they my girlfriend's baby. They my girl's." I had to push it down in the cellar. I had to squeeze it back down. And I had to run out and use more drugs that didn't work. I didn't get high anymore. I kept getting low. No more high. All low. Every time I put something in me, I didn't get high no more. I kept getting low. Look, my 4-step will tell you I tried to commit suicide. So I know how to keep a secret. Not until I came to Narcotics Anonymous and rebuilt it with y'all when in the operating room. Y'all want somebody to tell y'all about? Yeah, tell me about who you are. I don't even know. I've invented so many people. I've invented so many characters. My brother, he cool, he laid back, everybody liking me, not dressing all that. All right, go, I'm going to put that together. So-and-so, she laid back. When she walk in, people see it. When she speak, they listen. She ain't loud. I like that character. Put that on. So-and-so is intelligent. Grandma, work hard. She said, work hard now, play harder later. I'll do that. I invented. So, you know, you smother you. You smother the spirit. And you get here, and you start flying a little bit. Fall back down, you start flop. This motherfucker might make me like, you start flying a little bit, you fall down. It be painful, you fall down. You had good days, you start flying. You start uncovering some of those things. You start, what the literature says, peeling the onion. You know, because I'm in the room getting ready for surgery. And in the room getting for surgery, I got my doctor in there, my sponsor. She telling me what it's going to be. She telling me, you ain't that bad. And you ain't that good. I got my support. You know, that's the team, the anesthesiologists and all of them. I got all of them in there. My support group, my sponsee sisters. Loving me, keep blowing life in me, and getting ready to roll me into the operating room. Listen, I be coming here sometimes. I know tears flow when we release our drowning spirits. I love the transformation that's happening in my life. I only really want the best in writing and digging the root. You know, that's what it says, the root cellar. If you know a cellar, then they got a root cellar. And the root cellar is below the cellar. And the root cellar puts vegetables and it maintains a degree of cold. And you put your stuff in there and you store it. If anybody know about a root cellar, that's where my shit been at. Been in a root cellar. I mean, definitely need somebody to go down there with me. So when I ask my higher power, the things I felt in the spiritual awakenings that I've been having has been because of y'all. It's been because of y'all. When I'm going to bring my wife to the meeting. If you doing something? People ask me, Thomas, Candy, Winnie, Tina, Rob, Bart, people check off. Y'all resuscitate me. All y'all give me something that make me want to stay and be a better woman. Be a better woman. I got so much. I have 4 granddaughters. I love a result of giving children away and keeping a secret. Not until I came. The steps is a strong guarantee against relapse. But it's something when you take the steps and it seems like something just lifted. And I remember sitting down and writing this stuff. Just writing. I mean, she ain't gonna read it. I'm just gonna tell her this part. I just tell her that I only had 1 child I gave up for adoption. And I remember saying that and then having to go back and recant. You know, if you ever falsified documentation with a sponsor, you ever not told the sponsor the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I think I'd take this piece of paper out and just give a half a documentation. What's the penalties for that one? You know what it is? Spiritual anguish. Spiritual turmoil. So I got an opportunity to get free. You know, the paper was tearful. I prayed when I wrote. Because I knew I couldn't do it without a higher power of God in my hand. I wouldn't have been able to write all that stuff. I wouldn't have been able to write, even writing it, you know, presently writing. Some of the stuff that we look at, 22 years clean and you still writing and wanting to get better. And you look in the meeting, you got people with 30 something years and 30 years and they still want to get better. And they still talking about the step process and the surgery and this. Who's the surgeon? You want to tell us who the surgeon is? It's a hell of a thing that you no longer have to be. It's a hell of a thing that you can release control of trying to fix your own life. Oh, I am honored. Listen, I am honored to share with y'all part of me. Some of the stuff I be like, no. Why do we gotta go to the root? Why do we gotta peel the onion? So I'm just gonna tell my sponsor how much I love her. And I'm so glad. You know, I was telling somebody today, like, you know, if she wasn't there, you know, you'd be like, if she wasn't there, who would I get? You'd be looking around and all that other stuff. And then I say, my sponsor gonna say that, well, why I gotta go first? So if the day is not a good day for you, what if the difference a day makes?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think we just here, you know, on the weekend, just hanging out down Ocean City. We want to take something back home to our family.
Yeah,
that's right. I just want my family to heal. I got so many cycles of prison, imprisonment, and incarceration, and long-term incarceration, and long-term jail. I got a brother right now that's using, that the man I shared last night talked about, to keep taking his girlfriend's car coming back 2 or 3 days later. But I'm finding my place in this world and being his sister. Just being a recovered addict without even saying it. Like, let me show you what this thing is about.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful to be a recovering addict, man. Sharon, thanks for listening.